Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had identified under what circumstances can we use as a yoina, as a bird, and what a pigeon, and what circumstances we could use tyrim. The Gemara taught us that the pigeons could only be used b'nei yoina when they're young. Doves could only be used when they're mature. And the Mishnah taught us, the Gemara taught us, that when we have a situation of tzihuv, when they're just getting yellow, by both of them, it's disqualified. So the Gemara begins with a question. By Rav Zeira, if somebody obligated himself to bring a carbon oilam, he said it's going to be either minatayrim of bnei yoina, I should have the right to choose which type of bird I want to bring. The Mefarshim point out, the Maram says this, it either is a situation where he's obligated to bring a pair, and he brought a pair of each one of these types of bird, or it's a situation where when the Torah tells us to bring a bird, so the Torah says you have to bring a pair. But when a person is donating birds, their halacha is you could choose to bring even one bird. So this person said he was very, very clear that he didn't say what type of bird. He's just going to say either bird is fine. Those are only two birds, as we learned, that can be used for carbon. And he now brought, he bought two birds that are both in that state of getting yellow. And the Gemara's question is, Mahu, what will be the din? Do we say that the reason that when a bird is at the point of tchilas atziuv, it can't be used? It's the sveka hava. We're not sure if this bird is mature or immature. And therefore, the Mishnah, the Gemara, have taught us it shouldn't be used. But if that's the case, it's only going to be an issue if you only brought one of them, and the Mishnah says we don't know how to treat that. But if in a case, but now that you brought both types at this point, so no matter how we look at the situation, the halacha is that he'll be nafik, he has been yoitze, his obligation. Because one of them is okay, because we're not sure, is tchilas atziuv a problem, and it's maybe too old, or it's maybe too young. But now that you brought both, and one is young, and one of them must be fine. Idilma, or maybe the way to understand the situation, is because tchilas atziuv is bar yahava. It's a new category. It's not young, and not old. And since it's not too old, and not too young, the halacha is, it's a new category, which is a category of a bird that the Torah says you may not bring such a bird to the Beis Hamikdash. The question that comes up is how do we allow such a case? The halacha is that the one of them is not kosher. According to the aside of this question, that it's a suffix, so one of them is kosher and one of them is not. So if the one of them is not kosher, how are you allowed to bring that bird to the Mizbeach? So one teretz, this question Tosfos asks, one teretz Tosfos suggests is that indeed the case of over here is referring to a situation where the person, the Kayan who offered this bird, did the wrong thing. The second teretz that Tosfos says is that the person who obligates himself to bring such a carbon, as soon as he brings the carbon into the Azara, even if the carbon is not offered on the Mizbeach, he already fulfilled his obligation. Mishnah Melech questions Tosfos' position. He says, the Mishnah we learned at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, that Bezo and Aleph, says that a person brought a carbon shloi l'shma, the carbon is valid in most situations. However, le'olol ba'alam l'shem chayva, the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. So what do we see from here, says the Mishnah Melech, that one is not fulfilling his obligation until he actually offers the carbon. And just bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash is insufficient. So in defending Taisa, the Bei Yitzchak says, the Taisa doesn't mean that you fulfill your obligation before you actually bring the carbon. Here we're speaking about the Isra about the Acher. There are halachas that under how you may, when you may or may not delay fulfillment of an obligation. And as soon as you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, Taisus is saying, even though you didn't offer it, the halacha is that you don't have any more problem about the Acher. And that's why this person says the Mishnah Melech, says the Bei Yitzchak, in defending Taisus, is referring to a situation that he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, and since he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of Baal Ta'achar, and if we say that no matter how we look at it, it's going to be a valid carbon, so that's why I don't have a problem Baal Ta'achar. But if we say that something in this category is a beria, it's a new type of carbon, that the Torah says that this category, a bird, may not be used under any circumstances, then the halacha would be, obviously, very, very different. The Torah would say, then the halacha would be, even if you brought both birds, two pairs of birds, it won't be helpful. Amar of Toshma. So Gemara attempts to answer this question. The Pasuk speaks about somebody who obligated himself to bring a carbon oil seif. And the Torah says, Minat Torah, V'loi Kala, Minat Torah, and we learn V'loi Kala Torah, that not all Torah are usable. What does that mean? What is the Pasuk trying to teach us with this limud? Prat l'tchil satziva shebezeh shebezeh pasul. The Torah is teaching us that when the bird is at that state, both by the Torah and by the Bnei Yoinah, the bird will not be usable. Says the Gemara, Iyamet b'shlomo ber Yehu, if we'll say that the halacha, it means that it's a ber Yehu. So that's why the Torah has to say that Shapir, we could well understand why the Torah has to tell us that this category of bird may not be used. But says the Gemara, Eli Amrit, if we're going to suggest and say that Sveika Hava, that reason we can't bring this bird, because we don't know how to treat this bird. So we could have a Suffolk. People could have a Suffolk. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah Kedosha, doesn't have any Sveikas. So why would we need Istra Karl Muti Sveika, a Pasuk to teach us that that can't be brought because it's a Suffolk, is not something that is understandable. So, of course, ask the Rishonim that there are cases in the Torah where we find that the Torah speaks about a Suffolk. The Torah speaks about a Nega, and we know that if there's a white hair in the Nega, that disqualifies the Nega. But the question is, what came first? The Nega or the white hair? And the halacha tells us that when we have a suffix, what came first, the nega or the hair? The pasuk teaches us that it's tar. So we see that the Torah speaks about a nega. And of course, the question is not such a strong question, because there, we're not speaking about a suffix. What is the halacha? There's no question what is the halacha. The question only is when we don't know how to apply the halacha given the special circumstances. But here, the Gemara is suggesting that the Torah doesn't know how to treat this Tchil Satziyuv. And that is not possible to say. So many Rishonim now, Achronim, the Rosh Yosef, says that we have a famous Machlokes. Suffolk, how to treat a Suffolk deraisa. We know that halacha is that Suffolk deraisa l'chumra, but there's a machlokes Rambam and Rashba. If that halacha that we say Suffolk deraisa l'chumra is a deraisa de gedin or the a dim midrabanan. Rambam says it's a dim midrabanan. Rashba says that it's a din midraisa. So according to the man de Omer that holds that Suffolk deraisa l'chumra is only midrabanan. So now we could understand the case. What maybe the Gemara is being teaching us, that Tchilas Atziv is a Suffolk, and one of them, it's not a suffix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it. But if, because, and if we, but that's if we hold suffix derais minat Torah's l'chumra, so we have a suffix, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a suffix. But if we hold that suffix derais minat Torah's l'kula, and Chazal were the ones that told us to be machmer, here, everybody, what the Pasuk is going to say is that here it's not the regular case, and here it's a case where we should treat this l'chumra midaraisa. So this would actually be a raya that suffik midaraisa, suffik deraisa min a tyres l'kula. The reason the Gemara doesn't say this, it's not a compelling proof, because it could be that kachim are different. And even though normally the halach is suffik deraisa l'chumra is midarabanan, here it could be that by kachim the halach is different, because it's we're speaking about kachim, and therefore by kachim we have to be machmer. Another terrorist, the Rosh Yosef wants to suggest that this halacha is only applicable where it is a suffix in halacha. When there's a suffix in halacha, so we have the machlokes Rambam Marashba, do I say suffix deraisa l'chumra, or do I not? But under what circumstances? But here we're dealing with a suffix in metzias. What is the status of the bird? And the fact that we have, and that even the Rambam will agree with deraisa suffix l'chumra. Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara. So if that's the case, from here we see the fact that we do have such a pasuk, it's a raya that it's a suffix. And therefore, if it's a raya, it's a suffix. So therefore, if you brought both types of birds, you will fulfill your obligation. Answers the Gemara. V'chi is for kra l'muti. Says the Gemara, no. Ki is for kra. The pasuk is not coming to teach us this halacha. It's coming to teach us that a bird that was nirva, that was sodomized by a human being, or nevad, it was worshipped by Avodah Zarah, all these cases, the bird becomes disqualified for using as a carbon. Rashi says, what does it mean that it was nevad? Rashi says that somebody bowed down to his animal, and therefore the animal became an Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara teaches us that halacha is only possible by an animal that you own. You can't make somebody else's animal osur. Ein adam oiser davish ein shaloi. However, even though the halacha is that ein adam oiser davish ein shaloi, that's only if you just bow down to somebody else's animal. So if you bow down to somebody else's animal, you can't make it osur. But if you did something, an act with that animal, even though Ein adam oiser davish ein shloi, the halacha will be that you would be making into an avodah zara. So ask the Gemara that psalka dat chamina. Why would we need a special pasuk to teach us that an animal was worshipped, or that an animal was sodomized? That the halacha is that it's pasul. Why would I think that it's not? Answer that I need a special pasuk. Answered the Marahoyal Viksiv, Kimashkasam Bam Mumbam Lay Rotzalachem. So the Torah uses these words, the Torah the Bari of Shmuel, and Rishmal teaches us, Kamakum Shnem Ashkasam, wherever the Torah uses the word Ashkasa, Eina El Dvar Erva Avodas Kachavim. It either means Dvar Erva or means Avodah Zarah. As Rashi in Parashas Noach teaches us, the Kamakum Shatam Moitzis Nus, wherever you find there was a situation of immorality, or Avodas Kachavim, people were worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Merasa Baal Olam, it becomes very difficult in this world. Varegas Tovim Raim, it kills out innocent people. And that's why, says the Ein El Yod Gra, the Torah uses the word Hashchasa. By acting this way, you bring Hashchasa, the Hashchasa, to the world. caused the world to be destroyed. As we find by the Mabel, the Pasuk says, Avarizar is also called Ashkasa, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, as Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klaisa before his passing, Pentashchisim Vasisil Lechem Pesel. So we see that the Torah uses these words regarding Hashkasa, says the Gemara. So the Gemara's question is, if this is how we categorize something like this, why do we need a Pasuk to disqualify them? Answers the Gemara, Kol Shemum Paisabah, if an animal that is possible with a mum, so there we would say that Dvar Erva or Avaris Kachavim are huge mum, and that's why possible. However, when you have a bird, that the halach is that Kol She'ena Mum Paisabah, when we speak about birds, about a bird that's about mum that isn't possible, as we're going to learn, so therefore we would think, Ain't there ever vadis kacham paislaba? For hani ifis, as we're about to learn, hoil vilei paislaba muma, since a mum is not possible by them, damamar, as we've learned, tamus, that an animal has to be a tam, and it may not be a bamum. For zachris, or in certain kabbonists, there's a difference between a male and a female. That's where Ema Tvar Ever Vadis Kachav Nam, that's the Ein Tamas of Zachs by Ifis, but these halachos don't apply by birds. So the Ema, therefore, we would say that Tvar Ever Vadis Kachav Nami Loy Lef Sabol, because just like about Mum is not a problem, these Tvar Ever and Avadis Zor should not be a problem either. That's why, Kamash Malan, that's why we need a special pasik to teach us that a Nirva and a Nevad cannot be used for a carbon. Even though we're learning now that a bird that's a Baal Mum is not disqualified to be brought as a carbon, the halacha is that a bird that has a big mum, best example is that it's mechusar aver, that it can't be, it's missing a limb, an organ, then the halacha is it can't be used as a carbon. Why? Could explain the Rishonim, that even though we're learning that the Torah says there's no problem of a bird being a Baal Mum, still the halacha is, and we've spoken about this, that the Torah says, the Pasuk says, Hakrivano Furasecha, Pasuk Malachi, would somebody bring such an animal to an Avodah Zarah? And since there's a halacha that nobody would bring such an animal to an Avodah Zarah, that makes it disqualified. There's a machloikas at Rishonim, the easy way of learning this, there was machloikas Rishonim, if that halacha of if it has a big mum, it's disqualified. How do we apply that halacha? Do we apply, is that halacha midaraisa? Is the halacha of a krivinol of chasecha a din daraisa? Or is it din drabonin? And that's why we need the pasuk. And therefore, we cannot apply this pasuk for the halacha of the halacha, how we should treat Tchilas Tziyuv, and therefore, since we can't treat this as for Tchilas Tziyuv, we won't know, is it a Sofik, or is it a Beri Bifnei Atzmai? The Shita asks, how can we learn from this Ha-Posik, the Halacha that, just like about Mumma's Posel, a Nerva Venevera's Posel, this Posik is speaking about a carbon that's brought by a nochri, because the pasuk begins ubiyad neinech leisakrivu. So how can we learn from here to the halacha of a carbon of Yisrael? So the shita answers the why is the halacha that you can't bring such a carbon. Why is a baal mum disqualified? So the shita explains that the baal mum is disqualified because it's something that shouldn't be brought as a carbon. How do you bring a carbon, an animal with a mum? If that's the explanation, then the halacha is that now we could understand why there shouldn't be any difference if it's a nochri bringing the carbon or Yisrael bringing the carbon. The Taisus asks the question, why do we have to have a special pasuk to teach us that a bird that's a mechusa aver is osur, that the Gemara teaches that we have that special pasuk. The halacha is that the mitzvah, that mitzvah is maybe only said to the Bnei Noach. But again, Tosfos asks that how can we have something that's also to the Bnei Noach and be mutter to Yisrael? So Tosfos answers that since we find that the Torah was specifically lenient with a baal mum of an oif for Yisrael, that would lead us to say that maybe that's not the, that it's a by Yisrael there's a special leniency when we speak about these type of kabbonis. That's why we need a special. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us by Yisrael the same. We've spoken many times about different types of animals that can be brought as a carbon. The Torah speaks about a keves, a sheep. A sheep is an animal within the first year. An ayil is 2 years old. However, when we speak about an ayil being 2 years old, it has to be 1 month into the second year. Until it's in this 1 month into the second year, it's called, as we're going to see in our shir, a pelegis. And the question that we're going to begin discussing is what is going to be the halacha if somebody donates a pelegis as a carbon? How does the halacha look at that type of a carbon? Why is it 30 days into the year? Because the halacha is that many times we know the halacha is shloishim yoyim b'shana. And somebody says he's taking 30 days in a year, it's considered like a year. So that's why an ayil, once it's past 30 days, the halacha is that that's when it's considered an ayil. There are opinions, clearly not the opinion of our Gemara, but there are opinions that say that even 1 day, after 1 day in the second year, it's already considered a ayil. So says the Gemara that the, and here the question is that if somebody donates a pelegis, yes, there are times the Torah says we should bring a keves, there are times the Torah says we should bring an ayil. But this person said, I'm going to bring a carbon that's an ayil or a keves. He didn't say he's specifically bringing a pelegis, but he ended up bringing a pelegis. Mahu, what will be the halacha? The reason it's called a pelegis means palga, half. It's not palagas, which means like this. A ayil is considered behema gasa. A keves is considered behema daka. This is palag. It's not completely gasa. It's not considered completely daka. It's palkas, plegas. What would be the halacha? Says Ma'aliba the Rabbi Yochanan to Bailach, according to the Rabbi Yochanan, there's no question that he's not fulfilled his obligation. Dama, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion very clearly says the Gemara is Ber Yehava. It's considered an independent barrier, the Tanan. The Mishnah Masechta Parah teaches us the halacha is that a 13-month-old animal is not kosher, not for an ayil, not for a keves. What will be, he continues to say, hikrivoi, but if somebody brought it anyway, the halacha is mevil of niskail. As we learned very extensively in Masechta Menachos, somebody who brings a carbon has to bring with it nesachim. The keves you bring, an isaron soilus with an revius hin shemen, and a yayin revius hahin. For an ayil, you bring shnei isroinim, which shlishes hahin shemen, and a shlishes hahin of wine. And for a par, you bring three isroinim, and a chatzi hin shemen, and a chatzi hin wine. So now you brought a pelegis. And the question is, do you bring the nesachim of a keves, or do you bring the nesachim of an ayil, which we just said are not the same? V'am Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason I say he brings the nesach of an ayil, because when the Torah speaks about the nesach of an ayil, Torah says the words, oila ayil tasa mincha. So we learn from here, l'rabbis as a pelegis. The oi is coming to teach us that there are two types of animals that have this formula, that two types of form animals that have this type of nesachim, both an ayil and the same as a plagueis, says the Karen Oira. Now we can understand why the Gemara is focused on what type of nesachim we bring. But the Gemara has not been focused if you can bring this animal as a carbon. Maybe this animal can't be brought as a carbon. It's not one of the carbonus. Not one of the animals the Torah says you could bring. If the Torah says the Karen Oira, that you could bring, that you bring the Sochem, so obviously the Torah is recognizing that it could be brought as a carbon. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Pelegis is a variable of Ne'atzmai, then the Halacha is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tana says that you're not, is not Yotzi a carbon, because it's a berry b'fnei atzmai. Because if it's a Sofak Keves, Sofak Ayil, then we don't need a Pasik that you bring Nisay Ayil. Because since it's a Sofak, I don't know how to treat it. So obviously, I have to bring the biggest, bigger Nisachem, the Nisay Ayil, and then say that if I'm bringing too much, then it should be used for, then the overage should be used for Nedava. So clearly, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no question the Pelegis is buried with Ne'atzmai. And if you, therefore, says the Gemara, chose to say that I'm going to bring either a Kevis or an Isle, you have not fulfilled your obligation with a Pelegis. Ki Tibailach, when is this question applicable? Says the Gemara, leave the Parpada. The question is a fair question according to Parpada, the Omar, who says that if somebody brings a Pelegis, my theme asks me. He makes the following tanai. If it's not an aisle, so it's a keves, I'm bringing the nesachim of the aisle, and the extra should be used as an adava. And if it's an aisle, fantastic. Mi amrinin, says the Gemara, what, how do we look at this tanai? Do we say, I have a keves or masna? If it's an aisle, fantastic. And if it's a keves, the extra should be in the dava. Beberia loy masna. According to him, there's no question. It's an independent type. And therefore, if somebody said that he's going to bring a carbon, and he said that he's going to bring an aisle or a keves, fantastic. Because the pelegis is either or. And therefore, you fulfilled your obligation. Aydilma, when Rabbi Pada has a shaila, it's not if his shayla is limited. Is it a par or is it an aisle? There's another one of the, there's a third option. Barrier. It's maybe an independent barrier. And what he says is, a barrier have a lavakul in a dava. It should be in a dava. And therefore, since according to Yochanan, there's no question that it's a barrier. And therefore, if you said you're going to bring a kevis or aisle, you're not fulfilling your obligation. But if you said that, if according to Bapada, we're not sure, is it either a kevis or ayah, but certainly not a berry of Ne'atzmai, or is it considered a separate, or is that also one of the possibilities? So here we're learning that the person, if it's an ayah or a kevis, he brings the nesachim of an ayah, and he says, if it's ayah, fantastic. And if it's a kevis, the extra should be for nedava. The halacha, however, is that how could somebody make that kind of a condition? The halacha is, there's a much more fundamental problem. Because as we said a few moments ago, not only is the amount of oil and the amount of flour different by an aisle and a kevis, the consistency of the carbon is different by aisle and a kevis. The ratio of flour to oil. So the Riva, because of this question, indeed says what the Gemara means to say here is, you're going to bring two nesachim. You're going to bring the nesachim of a kevis. You're going to bring the nesachim of an aisle. And you're going to make a tanai and say, if this animal's an aisle, then the nechse aisle, bringing, as I'm obligated to, and the Nechse Kevis will be in the Dova, because he explains, we learned in Masechta Menachos, that a person can be Menadev Nechse Nesachim. And if it's a Kevis, So I'm bringing the nesachim for the kevis, and the other set of minchas nesachim should be a an nedava. Other rishonim say that when will we have this problem? Only if I'm not obligated to bring any minchas nesachim. So there, halacha is I can't mix up two different types of nesachim. But here, if I have to bring nechsei keves, because I'm treating it like a keves, so then the extra is not considered like I'm doing something wrong. It's part of what I'm obligated to bring. And since it's part of the obligation that I have to bring, so therefore it would be acceptable. So we know, as we discussed the Masechta Menachos, if somebody brings a Korban Mincha, he has to bring with it the Lachmei Toida. The Lachmei Toida are 40 loaves, 30 a matzah, Esachalas Ravuka, Esachalas Matzahs Belula B'Shemen, Asara Rikike Matzah B'Shuchim B'Shemen. We discussed this extensively, that after they're baked, we smear on them the oil that looks like a Kaf Yavanas, like a nun, and then you bring 10 loaves of chametz. As we learned, one of each type is given, one is given to the kohen, and of each type, a total of 4, and the other 36 are eaten by the owner. When we speak about a dough that we're making into a matzah, we know it starts off as matzah, and then it could turn into chametz, and if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, then the halacha is, of course, he gets karis. And when in the formation of the dough is it clearly considered chametz? So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Chesam Abeis teaches us that siduk, when there are cracks in the dough. But when the dough starts to become chametz, but it's not really all full-fledged chametz, that's a status that's called seyur. And the Gemara over there has machlokes tanoim. At what point is it considered seyur? According to a mayor, as soon as it starts looking pale, that's when it's seyur. And then when the cracks start looking, when you start seeing cracks, that's ready chametz. According to Yehuda, when it starts forming the cracks, it's seyur. It's only when there's so many cracks that the cracks start intermingling. At that point, only is it considered chametz. So it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda is lenient versus Rabbi Meir in two counts. Number one, seyur is at a latest point. It's only when the cracks are kekanei chagavim. And moreover, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that for seyur, there's only a chiyuv malchus. For seyur, there's only a chiyuv malchus. And the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Meir, you get malchus at that for eating seyur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no malchus for eating seyur. So now begins the Gemara. By Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir asked the following question. Hare Eli, somebody says, I'm going to bring lachmei toida min chametz or min matzah. I'm going to bring lachmei toida from every what I want, vevi seyur. So now he brought dough that's in the category of seyur. What will be that's not matzah, but not chametz? What will he do? Has he fulfilled his obligation or not? So first the Gemara wants to identify. We just finished explaining. There's a machloikis. What is seyur? So the Gemara wants to know seyur the man. When we're speaking about seyur, is it seyur the rabbanon that it's just already got pale? Or is it Rabbi Yehuda that it has to be, according to a mayor, when it's just chesif uponov, matzah ma'ayasehi, then it's full-fledged matzah. And therefore, it's certainly according to Yehuda, you fulfill your obligation of being matzah. On the other hand, it was speaking about a case where it's kanei chagovim, l'rameyer chometzu. Rameyer holds that when it reaches that status, it's full-fledged chometz. V'id rameyer, if we're going to say that it's chesif uponov, according to rameyer, we just finished explaining, the Rameyah holds that you get Malchus for Seir. So if you get Malchus for Seir, obviously it is his opinion that it's full-fledged Chometz. It's not full-fledged Chometz. It's called Chometz Neuksha. And it does no chiv karis for eating it on Pesach, but there is certainly chametz noiksha, and Rame holds you get malchus. So certainly you can't. The chametz loaves you could bring from this. Elad Rabbi Yehuda says tomorrow. Regarding what situation was the question posed to Rabbi Yehuda? Where it's at the point of Karnik Agavim, Rabbi Yehuda. On one hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Seirif should be burnt, as the Gemara teaches us from Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph. So clearly, he considers it chametz. On the other hand, as we just said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't get Malchus for eating Seir. So if you don't get Malchus for eating Seir, clearly, it's in the category of not being chametz. Mai. So now, what will be the halacha? And the Gemara, so now we identified what is the case, what is the story that's being spoken about. We're speaking about a case of Seir of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, to repeat, it means Karnei Chagavim. And the question is, how does the halacha look at that? Do we consider it chametz or do we not consider it chametz? Do we say Sveika Hava, it's a Sufik, maybe it's chametz and maybe it's matzah, but nafik memanavshach. Because this person says, I'm going to bring the tchalas that a toida has to bring. So, you have, as we explained in our introductory remarks, you have to bring both. So since you have to bring both, so wherever you look at it, you've somewhat fulfilled your obligation. Or do I say, Dilma Bar Yehu, it's a new category, it's not chametz, and it's not matz v'loy nafik. Ask the Gemara, how could you do something like this? How could we have a case that somebody says is going to bring 10 chalas? If somebody says, I'm going to bring lachme toida, the locha requires of him, maybe toida v'lachma. You have to bring a carbon toida with the 40 chalas that you bring with a karmat toida. And v'kivin d'chayvle, so since this person obligated to bring a full-fledged karmat toida with all the loaves, v'kivin d'chayvle toida v'lachma, v'holo yod d'gavar, and now this person that took on this obligation doesn't know chametzu that is this loaf in chametz, that now he's taking care of the chametz obligation. Now he has to bring 30 matzah, or is this in the matzah category that he has to bring the chametz? So how could he be fulfilling? He has to bring 40 chalas and know exactly what they are. And if he can't identify what they are, he can't be fulfilling his obligation. Says the Gemara, the case here is l'tzrich dama re'elai es chalas lifted to dasa shaplani. He has a friend that is obligated to bring a carbon toida. And what he said is, I'm going to help my friend out. I'm going to bring 10 loaves from the loaves that he said that he obligated himself to bring. So the Oinig Yontif says that even though there's halacha, the Adam Yochel Afroyas Chayvash Shel Chaveroi, if I want, I could pay up somebody else's debt. The halacha is any Yochel Afroyas Nidroi. If my friend took on an obligation, particularly to bring a carbon, I can't just bring the carbon in his behalf. So how would this case work? So he answers that either it's speaking about a case where he said, when is the halacha that I can't take care of my friend's obligation? Is when he said, Hare Olai Toida. But if he said, Hare Zu Toida, then I could do it. Another case is that indeed the person said, Hare Olai Toida. The halacha is that when somebody says harei toida, what does he mean to bring? He means to bring a carbon toida. That's what's the crucial part of the carbon. The chalas are not what's the crucial part. Since he says the chalas are not the crucial part, the halacha is that I could bring the obligation. I could bring somebody else's obligation. So there's a very bechidish in Oinig Yontif that the primary obligation of bringing a carbon toida is the carbon part and not the challah part, and therefore, since of course, as we're learning, the challahs must be brought here, somebody else could bring the challahs on his behalf. But ask the Gemara, fine, I could bring on somebody else's behalf. But soif haloyad I gavra ichamtsu the laisi imatsuhu the laisi. My friend is going to rely on me, but I don't know. He doesn't know what I'm bringing. That what I brought here with the seir is taking off some of his obligation. Says the Mara Loitzricha, we have to explain that Rav Zeira is speaking about a case the lawyer Maloftar. He said, Harei Elai Lohavi Esachalis Lededoisa Shaploni. He is not obligated to bring anything to, he's not taking upon himself to take care of his friend's carbon taidah. He's saying, very bechidish, he's saying that my friend has to bring 40 chalas, and he has to bring them himself. I'm not bringing that on his behalf. But the Gemara is teaching us a chiddush, explained the Mefarshim, that once my friend has to bring the 40 chalas, and I don't have to bring any chalas, because I didn't bring a karma toida, that is an opportunity for me to be able to bring 10 chalas. So now that I brought seir, do we say that seir is either chametz or matzah? And since say is chametz and matzah, by me saying I'm going to bring 10 types of bread, 10 chalas of a type that my friend would have to bring, independent, he's yoitza, the nafik, oi, it's a berry, it's not chalas, it's not chametz and matzah. And you have to bring something similar to what your friend would have to bring, and this is neither. And therefore, the halacha is that you're not yoitza. The Chazanish explains that the way to understand this Gemara, the Gemara is asking a most fundamental question, says the Chazanish. The Gemara is asking, whenever we speak about Seir, which we called Chametz Noiksha, he says that the Gemara's question is Chametz Noiksha considered Chametz or Matzah or a barrier Bifnei Atzmai? That's how the Chazanish explains this Gemara. Here the Gemara taught about somebody bringing a carbon on behalf of somebody else. This is a very important question. The question is that, let's say this question comes up, the Paiskim discuss. Let's say there's a simcha in the shul. There's a simcha in the shul, and the Baal Simcha and people got aliyahs, and the people, my guest, got aliyahs. And at night, I came to the Gabbai, and I told the Gabbai, I don't want my guests to have to pay. Tell me how much was the total of all the nedavis that they obligated, and I'll pay it off. So the question now is, the people are coming to pay off their debt, their pledge. Should the Gabbai be able to say, this Baal Simcha took care of everybody? Or I can't bring a carbon on behalf of somebody else, we're learning now, if he obligated himself. And according to the Ani Yontif, that says that if somebody obligates himself in a carbon, I can't bring that carbon on his behalf. The halacha will be that even if I didn't say up front that I'm going to bring it on their behalf, the halacha is, if I didn't tell those people, I didn't tell the shul, I'm going to pay off all the pledges, it's too late to decide to pay the pledges after they were made. These people have an obligation to fulfill the pledge. And the Ani Yontov explains, because whenever you make a pledge to tzedakah, there are two elements to that pledge. One element to the pledge is that you made a that you want that the tzedakah should benefit that money. So that is part, that you could do, I could pay off that obligation. But he says, when we talk about nidrei tzedakah, there's another consideration. And that is, if I made a nidrei tzedakah, I have to fulfill my obligation. And nobody else could fulfill it for me.